Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And always make sure you follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer. Get all the latest updates on the show by doing so. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about what happened at the State Finance Council. We've talked a little bit, but not a whole lot, about what happened at the City Council. Coming up here later this hour, we'll talk to the folks from Unmask Wichita. But I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Drew, you tell me, if this is Drew, I haven't had you. You haven't called in a while, brother. So what do you think? I mean, State Finance Council, did they do the right thing? Should they have just told her to pound sand? What do you think?
You know, John, I got two things to share with you tonight. Number one is just what you asked. I really don't, and even after listening to Dan, I still really don't understand what's going on. I shared with you about a month ago about how President Coolidge tried very hard to implement the progressive model of government, and what's going on in Topeka right now is just almost exactly what he tried to do. And I don't understand why people don't see from history what's being done and why they don't try and stop it.
Well, you know, I think they are trying as much as they can. Unfortunately, our problem in Kansas is we have a part-time legislature. And so there's not a lot they can do about it. You know, and again, elections have consequences. I know what he meant with the thing with intent. That's the one thing that frustrated me. I never would have allowed that had I been. I'm not on the State Finance Council. I'm not a legislator anymore, so it's easy for me to sit back and say that. But with a 6-vote majority, I don't know why they actually allowed that. I would have said, no, we're not leaving until you commit in writing to, I will not close businesses. Period.
Exactly.
We'll sit here all day, Gov. Right.
Yeah, and I don't see why, since she's sitting there with her lawyer, why we didn't turn around, walk out, and walk back in with A.G. Schmidt and say, okay, let's talk about what your powers are. Let's talk about what civil liberties are. Let's talk about how this thing's supposed to run.
That's my, and I'm with you on that. That is my one frustration with all of this, is that I agree with him in that it's politically bad for her. Since she has said that in writing, she's got, and with right now her negatives are at 55%, so she really can't afford
to nothing.
But you know, she can't afford to have any more bad publicity and bad press. But all that being said, I'm like you. I would have absolutely insisted, no, Governor, you're going to be in writing saying you will not close businesses unless there's a massive outbreak of COVID at that business, which would be justified.
So this goes to the second thing I wanted to bring up to you. Why is it that, you know, why are we, why, you know, I don't think she cares about her political rating, okay? She's going back to New York, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Here's the other reason that worries me is that after Coolidge, just a few years later, we got Roosevelt, because Coolidge was the setup for Roosevelt. So if we don't take care of Commissar Kelly now, guess what's coming? No, but here's what's frustrating to me especially, okay? And I got to preface this, because I got to say, I very much appreciate and commiserate with all of the folks who are angry, who've raised their voices, who've gone and protested, who've driven around the capitals and city halls and everything else, but it doesn't mean anything. And here's why I say that. Because progressivism, socialism, Marxism is all about symbolism over substance. It's about when that is your standard, symbolism over substance, okay? It doesn't matter that somebody's angry at you. It doesn't matter what the polls say. All that matters is that you are accomplishing your agenda. And that's what's going on. See, when people go and protest, what happened, by the way, what happened when they went out to Mayor Farquaad's house and protested? He brought them refreshments.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Laura Kelly, we're enabling these people. We show up and we make our voices. You get mad. This is enabling these people. They don't care. This makes them feel accomplished. This makes them feel like they've gotten done what they want to get done. We're not stopping them without lawsuits.
No, you're right. It's what it comes down to is they play on emotions while we're trying to argue facts. And unfortunately, emotions win the day too often. Drew, appreciate you, brother. We'll take a quick break. And then Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 presidential campaign, is going to join us to give us an update on their plans now that we're only 50 days out from the November election. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.